What up, what up, what up, world? It's your boy Polo Polo coming back to you after a mid-long hiatus, but I give to you season 4, which is entitled Peace. And before we start, I want to thank all of those who have continued to support and uplift me during this break. Those who know me knows I do not like doing things within face value. Given that this season is all-encompassing peace, I had to find peace within myself in order to provide insight for you to find peace within your life. I have struggled over my lifetime with the meaning of this word and have journeyed quite a distance in order to find it. But here I am, still smiling and still standing given the joy I have truly found within it. But before I continue further into my personal life and what I've been going through, let me start this episode of Peace, Water. All right, so season 4, episode 1 is entitled Peace, Water. So, starting off, many of you stashers out there might ask, how does the concept of water encompasses peace? Well, first, let me give you a bit of some facts regarding this healing component called water. Well, first, our body is comprised around about 60% of water, of which its functions help with regulating the body temperature, flush out toxins, and waste. It also is the main chemical component within our body for transportation of nutrients necessary for digestion. Basically, it is the healing component of life. I'm not sure how many of you are religious, however, it states that we are created in His image, to which He is the living water, and so are we. In a spiritual sense, water has been depicted as a healing and energy essence, to which I shall delve a little bit deeper regarding this concept. So check it. Now, we all come from different environments, culture, and walks of life, right? And as time passes, we meet different people, locations, experiences, to which shapes us to the people that we are today. And as we collect and gather information, habits, mindsets, and perspectives of the world within our own lives, we continue to carry on just like water. From day to day, we get into various of routines to manage our lives in order to sustain our own very own livelihood. Some of which we can say that we are actually happy, content, hanging in there, or just getting by. However, stashers, as we reflect within ourselves, we can all answer whether we are truly at peace. And of course, if we are, that's what's up, that's great. You know, I feel you on that. But if not, the question always comes to, how can I fix my situation and or circumstances? The more that we think of the issues or problems we are dealing with, whether short-term or long-term, it will still be there. Far too often, we point our conflicts onto other people, places, and or things. And as we fester and ruminate over thinking of how to fix the solution, we most often become the problem within our own selves. Sometimes it could be our own relationships, work, bills, or anything else in between. Just like a common storm, it builds from the cold and hot winds, circling in a conflicting force that can be detrimental to the environment in which it resides in. For us, it can be our own thoughts, feelings, environment, people, situation, and or circumstances. Our environment can be our friends, family, coworkers, complete strangers that we are around that ultimately feel these effects inadvertently like a ripple effect. Given how close that they are, can be drowned within our own sorrows and or woes. They even can pick up some of the waste and toxins that we have carried as well. Of course, these effects can go unnoticed, unheard, ignored, or even neglected due to the wall of ice shielding the pain that we have endured for far too long, that in turn makes our heart, minds, and body become cold. As I bring to you the concept of water within this picture of a peaceful life, one must know the adverse effects of how detrimental water can be, especially if you're the one in control of it. Thoughts, if we neglect the solution to our own problems and let it fester, it can make us mentally stagnant. Not even excited to get out of bed, put on any clothing, not even show up for work, or even engage with loved ones. After a while, it becomes who we are without knowing how debilitating it could possibly be. As I stated previously, after a duration of time, the neglect of solving our own problems on a mental aspect, it becomes frozen and ingrained within our own mind. Now, with the way that we speak, if those thoughts still reside and frozen over time, the words that we speak will also in turn become cold, jagged, shocking to those we consider our tribe. Now that coldness will also keep the people away from you, have them shelter in a more calm, warming, and nurturing place, even complain of your freezing and cold nature. Sometimes it can be so damaging to the point it can take a life of another. Not literally, but figuratively speaking, you know, but it can kill relationships, conversations, jobs, opportunities, and most of all, positive progression. Now, the way that we move has to also be considered as well. If our thoughts and words are frigid, then our movement will be too. Being stuck in a place that bears no fruit or a peaceful life can be extremely depressing. Given the state of no results can make you feel like you're not moving at all in life. You might as well consider yourself dead at that point, you know? But doing the same things the same way, the same habits, and expecting different results, of course, is insanity. However, the swirling waste and toxicity within our own thoughts and words will ultimately take your own life. For example, if you know you need to lose weight due to whatever reason it might be, eating the same things won't do it, nor will move in the same way as well. Even within relationships, if that becomes stagnant, we cannot expect the person, people, or ourselves to move, regardless positive or negative. Now, going back to the initial thought of peace and how we are water, we have to come to the end state, which the end state is being peaceful, right? Now, Stashers, one might ask, how do we get to the end state of having a peaceful life? Now, of course, it is easier said than done, but it's always possible if you put in the time, effort, and energy in order to do so, and most of all, staying consistent with it. But first, to get there, we have to understand, reflect, and gather all of our experiences within our lives, good or bad, and filter the things, people, and places that does not result in us feeling, being, and creating us having a peaceful life. Once you take the time to do so, you will find ways to identify the negativity, or in this case, the waste and toxins within our own lives. Whether it's journaling, meditating, speaking with someone who has found that state of peace, whatever your tool is to sharpen it, please continue to do so. But if we just stay and continue to collect all of those resources and information in order to you to get to your destination of peace, we can't just hold on to it. If we do, we become waves. Now picture yourself as a crescending wave. This crescending wave has gathered this large mass of water, like knowledge, resources, tools, or people to create a forceful backing. A backing to which has force that can wipe everything completely away. But of course, only if it is not handled properly. Now life always has its ups and downs, and yes, its hurdles as well, that impede us from moving to our destination. And as the wave gets higher, bigger, stronger, it will eventually crash into the next wall within that environment. Now, this is something that we obviously do not want, but such is life. However, in order to navigate to a calming, crescending flow, we have to understand where we are and that we're just water. Now, Stashers, when you take the time that you're just water, an elemental motion of life, you will eventually realize that you need to master oneself. Just like a waterfall, no matter the form in which you are still you. Just not the best you right now. But tomorrow is always the start of forever, so please just flow. It is the concept of the permeance of form despite the changes within your life, because the content of who you are will never change. So please, Stashers, realize you have to let go of the negativities in your life, the toxins and waste within your life, for you to flow in order for you to grow. And this is the end of this positive motion of this episode of the Man Stash Podcast of Peace. I hope you enjoy and took something good out of it. If not, there will be plenty of more content coming to you every Monday right here. So please stay tuned and locked into the Man Stash Podcast. Polo Polo signing out. Bye.